Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Godzilla Final Wars.
2004.
This is the last movie in the Godzilla series until Shin Godzilla, as far as Toho is concerned. It's crazy. It's
like we went full circle.
Somehow, some weird roundabout way.
Yeah.
But like, I guess we did like 10 years later have,
yeah, unless you
Gareth Edwards.
Yeah,
but I mean, what a way to go out.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, so for
the only thing that makes it okay that they went out this way is that we know they got back in a really interesting, cool way.
How
many years later?
Yeah. What? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you know what? This, yeah.
The so for the last 4 years I've been talking about how bad this movie is.
Yeah.
And how I've watched it once and I've tried to watch it twice and didn't make it through. What's funny is when I started this movie, Apple TV does this thing where it says resume or start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And that was 20 minutes in. So it is, man. Okay, so I think first off, this movie is still rough.
Yeah, as much as we down, like as much as downplaying as was done, it as underhyped as it was, it still disappoints.
Okay, so it's 2 hours and 7 minutes. It's way too long. I say take out the first 50 minutes and take out the motorcycle chase, and I might be able to deal with it a little bit better.
It's very, there's a lot of derivativeness, or we can call them maybe tributes to things. There is, yeah, look, we can tell this was a movie that was made for fan service, and right. I think they missed the mark, except on creature design.
Yes, 100% agree. Hard agree on that.
Really heavy, non-human, but human-esque story.
Like, yeah.
Really heavy mutant story.
There were aspects of it that I liked. I think all around design-wise, I'm cool with this movie.
Yeah, the thing is this. It's like, you decide you're going to make Godzilla Final Wars.
Right.
And you're going to put all the monsters in it.
Right.
Every monster you can.
Except Jet Jaguar, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't think Megalon was in there either. But still. Oh, yeah.
The plan is to put all the monsters in it. In fact, I believe there were plans for other monsters that just didn't make the cut or just didn't happen as well.
Yeah.
In the making of this movie. Like that was what this was gonna be. This was gonna be the movie for fans, and it was just going to be an awesome parade of monsters, but they spent so much time trying to make us care about these characters that we just didn't care about.
Right. I think, okay, so there's a character played by Don Fry. He's like this
Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, he reminded me of one of the generals in like Advance Wars.
Yeah,
like he looked like one of those.
He is so cartoon, like that that overcoat that he wears, no matter where he is, and no matter like whatever he's commanding, he's in that same outfit the whole time.
Right.
And Dan, did you know who Don Frye was before?
No, or
did
I know
you look up who he was.
I remember when this movie came out, the internet was going pretty good. So I really only knew the name Don Frye from like sites like Ain't It Cool News and like MySpace and like weird, like sort of like when you're looking up Godzilla stuff.
Yeah.
It always would talk about Don Frye. I have no idea who he is before or since, but I know he's in this movie and he looks like an anime character and I like him. He's not, oh, I'm not.
He does. He looks like, like Speed Racer's dad or something. Yeah.
That's what Stevie said. He looks like Paw Racer. But the thing is, like, I liked him and he was in the Gotengo from Atragon. If it was just those guys versus the aliens flying around and going through these Godzilla battles, and
that'd be rad.
But the whole thing with the mutants and stuff, it's like just one too many things.
The whole long fight in the arena.
That could have gone to more footage of Hedorah and Ebra.
I know. Well, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Why am I watching this one?
There's something in the trivia that said, like, based on, like, the clips in the closing credits, that Hedorah had more stuff, but maybe it got cut out.
But I felt like the director wanted to make Mission Impossible 2 and Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And no one would let him.
And ID4. Right.
Right. No one would let him, but they would let him do a Godzilla movie, and he just was like, okay, well, I'll just do it anyway.
I'll just matrix up this, yeah.
It was nuts. Like, why am I watching any action scene that doesn't involve
a guy in a suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be okay if there was gangsters in a shootout in an apartment, because we've seen that before.
Yeah. But there's fun. There's randomness in these movies that are fun.
Right.
But this was so this is also like kind of like the Millennium Godzilla over significant drama of soldiers that they're hard on them and they're harder on themselves kind of bullshit.
But they can make the drama just all happen in Gotengo.
Yeah.
You can have the characters be interesting or whatever, but it just is. I mean, and the runtime.
It's so funny. Like the Gotengo scene, Manda was a very sorry fight. Because it was like, I get they were struggling. Manda struggles in its origin. Like the original Manda was hard.
Yeah.
To deal with as it was, and then like, oh, we'll solve it by making a cartoon of him, basically.
Yeah.
And that's disappointing. But the whole thing is like, keep going, keep going, and everyone's getting all really warm and hot, and they're starting to collapse. And he goes, no, and the whole turn 180, and they just turn around, and it's like, all right.
I like that they froze him and then drilled through him, like they used the drill as a weapon.
That's when the effect got cool.
Right.
When they basically turned to like stone and they just broke him up. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is it. This is the last time we saw Manda. And Manda has yet to fight Godzilla.
Right.
Manda's never fought Godzilla. This is 12 years before Gareth Edwards' movie. That's crazy.
Opening first you get excited, go, oh look, we get Godzilla at the very beginning, and the clips of Godzilla at the very beginning, it's very stiff, he barely moves, he just kind of stands. There's major vehicles and there's model tanks and stuff, and just Godzilla just standing there static for so long.
Are you talking about like the montage quick cuts, like opening titles? But they also did another montage of stuff before that, or you got to see Varian and and some of the other guys that didn't make it into the movie.
Yeah.
Man, this is gonna be.
Oh no! But, oh, wait, the Gotenga at the beginning doesn't have the Sergeant Slaughter guy at the helm. It's
that's that right. other guy,
like
that's
the
right.
Japanese William Shatner.
Yes. Yes.
That guy.
I was like, I think that's why I wanted it to just be these guys, because it just looked like Star Trek, and I just watched three seasons of Star Trek and four movies of Star Trek in the last like 3 months. So I think I was kind of had that on my brain. I didn't care for the mutant stuff, but I very much liked the main bad guy from Planet X.
Emo guy.
Yeah. He was with his like cackling laugh. I thought he was fun. I thought the alien outfits were good.
The Matrix outfits.
The ones with the high, when he had like the high necks and collars, but he also had the glasses.
Yeah.
He should have had the glasses the whole time, but I did like that he had the glasses.
Yeah, he should have, I think.
And then we got to see one get his face cut in half and see what's underneath the skin, which is kind of cool too.
When they throw the body.
Yeah, he throws the body down.
Of the skinned alien, exilian.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I thought their design was neat. They kind of look like a metallic ant.
Yeah, they kind of look like that droid that's in the Jawa Big Mover.
yeah. With the big bug eyes.
Yeah.
Or the smiley one.
It looks like a cross between that droid and the Montauk monster.
The Montauk monster. What's the Montauk monster?
A Montauk monster is like this thing that's like
an urban legend.
It was like a dead raccoon that washed up on the shore and it had no hair, and everyone thought it was some kind of cryptid.
Oh, okay. I just looked at it. Ugh, no thanks.
Yeah, the head though. It's kind of reminiscent of that.
Creature. Yeah, yeah.
I think
across the board design wise this movie is great.
Oh yeah, design wise for
it's,
sure
it's fantastic. I had problems with the music.
This is like when they go like, oh, this movie's beautifully shot, and that's all you can say about it.
The
costumes are great. Those are awesome costumes.
But I like the way it was shot. I like the compositions. I didn't care for all the filters.
Mm-hmm.
Like the blues and the oranges. I guess it was supposed to be futuristic.
How are you with the music? Because I know that's something that you
at the beginning
you like to focus on.
At the beginning, the Casio music I didn't care for. There's one bit of music, which I'm gonna hunt down, which is gonna be played at the beginning of this episode, or had already played at the beginning of this episode.
Like that music you all heard.
Yeah, I really like that. I called it like the Gotengo March. It was like a sort of military guitar-y, like sort of like heavy metal almost sound to it.
I feel. Oh, there's yeah.
The rest of it was garbage.
Yeah. I think they overfilled it. I thought they didn't need to play music on as much as that they did.
This is what I was talking about last episode of too much noise.
Yeah, it was noisy.
This movie, if you paused it to go to the bathroom or something or to get a drink, like your ears like breathed like a sigh of relief. Like it was just there's so much noise. There's constant music, constant sounds, explosions, noises, yelling. It just got too much. It was too much. The only time there wasn't no noise was like this sort of C storyline, which felt so detached from the movie, is when the old man hunter and the boy found Minya.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, there's a guy in a bear suit and they find Minya. And I'm like, who are these people? Did I miss something? I might have missed something.
Right.
And then they call him Mila.
Yeah, Mila in my translation. Yeah, that's what I saw too.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh, okay. I also wanted to talk about this. So, in New York.
Oh my God.
Okay, this scene in New York with the pimp and the cop. The cop is dubbed. so that they can take out the swears. Because every time the cop said hell, he said the F word with his mouth. I'm not saying you have to go back and put on this movie, but I'm just, I noticed that.
My version had the F words in it.
But did it say the F word?
Yeah, you said the F word.
Mine didn't say the F word.
I said, this cop is saying the F word. Yeah.
But mine was dubbed. You've watched my version though, right?
Mine was dubbed as well, but mine had the F words in it. Mine was recorded off of like one of like the MGM HD channel or the Sony HD channel.
So they said the word?
He said the word.
Whoa, in my version, which I got off the DVD, he says hell instead of the F words.
Oh no, he said fuck. Yeah.
Do they still have the slide whistle sound when their hats blow off?
I don't remember.
There was probably when they Rodan probably flies did. By when Rodan flies by, both their hats fly off and it makes like a Hanna-Barbera sound as they fly off. That scene was nuts, by the way. I did not like it. That could have been time used to show Ebera.
It was ridiculous. It was like, what?
This
why?
This guy is pulling his gun on a cop.
Yeah.
And Rodan distracts him so the
Mexican standoff between a cop and a pimp.
Oh my god. Rodan looked cool though.
And with the drunk guy laughing at him.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? So one of the things about this movie was I was going, oh man, so many of my toys are from Final Wars. So many of my toys are the Final Wars sculpt.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's my Rodan is Final Wars.
That's the problem.
My Angus is Final Wars.
That's the problem of watching the movie. Because they're still cool designs.
I have the guy getting the Final Wars.
Did the movie ruin your toys for you?
Well, I was like, oh, they're from this movie? I had a little bit of that with the Rodan.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it'll pass.
Yeah. They're still the best looking versions of all of these monsters.
I still think the Gigan is amazing.
Yeah. Both versions.
But I prefer him with the claw hand rather than the chainsaw things.
I was so bummed when he got his head blown off right away.
Yeah.
And I forgot that he had the chainsaw hands. I'm glad he came back.
Yeah, and then he gets his head blown off again, and it's like, that's what you do to him, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so there, overall, design-wise, also, even the Godzilla was, like, more fit.
Uh-huh.
And
he really had those ears.
As a result, again, this was also kind of fast fighting. Faster than I want for kaiju fights, just in my own personal preference.
Yeah, but we did get a lot of models.
Yeah, we did a lot of destruction. A lot of destruction where it's like they pre-rig it to explode as well kind of stuff.
Right.
Where it's like as he hits it, the whole thing just blows up.
Yeah, because he's got to dispense of these people pretty quickly. What'd you think of Zilla?
Well, it wasn't great CGI.
Right.
I had read basically what they did was they scanned a toy of Zilla.
Oh, really?
And they just animated that because there was no puppet. Like most of them, they would cut between CGI and costume, and this one had none of that.
It felt like a commentary on the 88 Godzilla.
It was kind of unnecessary.
And the music.
98. What? You say 88?
Did I say 88?
Yeah.
98? I meant 98.
Yeah, it's interesting in a sense where it's a slight comment, but it's also a slight tribute. It's also like going, yeah.
It exists.
He's still canon.
Yeah. He's just a different monster.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Don Fry calls Godzilla a girl, a her. I actually had to rewind it to double check.
I didn't notice.
And then when they wake up Godzilla, and after he defeats the first monster, and he says he says Godzilla thinks her fight is done, but this is only the beginning. Something like that. And then later on, someone calls Godzilla a dude. So, who knows?
Okay. That's the least of the problems that this movie has as far as writing goes.
Ebra looked cool, got a couple of scenes, but
they're fast. The Ebra and
Hedorah?
Yeah, Hedorah, the whole thing where like he hits the building, and then Ebra comes in and ends up stabbing him.
And they get stuck together, and then
yeah.
It's too quick.
And they're pushing the building.
Yeah.
Where the building is sliding, like not collapsing, but staying up, but sliding.
I'm not like the biggest Hedorah fan, but needed more screen time.
Anglis was stockier.
Oh, yeah, and the neck. He was
thick.
Yeah.
He was thick and extra spiny. It seemed like he seemed thicker. The kid playing with the toys.
With the
quick scene.
With the chocolate on his mouth?
Yeah, right. Chocolate. Yeah. It's so, yeah.
Exactly. All those toys.
That's the other total extreme. Like, this is like the kid, a kid playing with a spoiled kid of the pimp that lives in that same scene where those people live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
The pimp and the cop.
Yeah. A lot of American extras.
And you saw the bit with the where he has the turtle toy, and he tells him he sucks and throws him into the fire.
I didn't see that. I didn't notice that.
Definitely like a dig at Gamera, I believe.
I mean, you're gonna dig at Gamera with this movie. My next note is motorcycle versus motorcycle. At least. I was very unhappy. I did not know why I was watching that instead of literally any monster.
Wait, what, did we say that Don Fry is an MMA fighter? Did we talk
about him? Oh, is he? I don't know who he was. No.
But yeah, he's an MMA fighter. Okay. He's like old school, like the beginning of it kind of. Oh,
like when it was MMA like fighter. I was too scared to watch.
There's a great close up shot where you can totally see his cauliflower ear.
Yeah, I noticed he had this guy's
probably an athlete. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, was this whole thing shot on green screen? There's so much stuff that's like all this, you know, like it was probably just like it acted in one studio with green screen. Like at least most of it, a lot of it seemed like it was all like that.
Mm-hmm. I liked that they used the old sound effects. Like Gigan sounded like Gigan. Rodan sounded like Rodan.
Yeah.
Like they didn't mess with those.
You know, Mothra stayed pretty old school looking.
Was Mothra CG?
I couldn't tell. They had physical puppet there.
I think
they had a physical Mothra because it didn't feel like the Mothra movies.
Right.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of like incorporating that, you know, there was a lot of like the them standing still and them moving them around as they stand still to make it look like they're in the air or whatever. So a lot of that was going on in it. Like just kind of moving like the stills around
the blurred background.
Yeah.
For some reason, maybe because I only really watched it all the way through once, I was under the impression that Mothra didn't show up. It was just the larva. So that was a good surprise. I was glad to see that actual Mothra showed up.
There wasn't any larva in this, right?
No. Yeah. We had the fairies for a second.
Right. Again, they just came in and told us, you know, just kind of like
fan service.
Yeah. And just kind of like did a little bit of narration and then disappeared.
Right.
And it was like that. It was like going, oh, they're magically in some other place. What? And then they're magic somewhere else, which is the kind of stuff you can do when you have a whole thing shot in a green screen studio.
Yeah.
And you travel through magic, you know, and you pretend it's because it's the future, but it's just like, oh, I mean, this magically happened all of a sudden.
Yeah.
The Statue of Liberty, like when New York's obliterated, and there's that kind of like Planet of the Apes style Statue of Liberty.
Right. And this is pre-Cloverfield.
My favorite fight Okay. Might be the
Kamunga?
No, but actually
that was Kamunga, a good one. That was a good
I liked him a lot. I liked the yellow. He was really the colors of him. I liked how brightly colored he was.
Yeah. I didn't like the CG net.
And yeah, the him pulling the things. There's a few times where Godzilla gets like wrapped up in whatever their weapon is, some type of like rope, twine, or wire thing, and he just grabs it and then takes control.
Yeah,
he definitely outpowers everybody. There's the Angolan soccer.
That is the best fight.
That I think was the most entertaining for me.
With Rodan, King Caesar.
It felt the most old school.
Right.
Style.
It looked like they built a really, really big like valley set.
Yeah.
And it's the most action, more action than King Caesar had in Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, this King Caesar is borderline horrifying in his facial
beard. Well, he's eyes, a lot thinner, and his head is like looks big. I'm gonna look him up again.
Yeah, everyone's thinner in this. Everyone's fitter. Every monster is like a fitter version of them. Sleeker,
except Angulus.
Except Angulus. Angulus is
a little stocky. Heft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This King Caesar is awesome looking. Yeah. Those eyes are scary. Yeah, it's good to see him again. I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot that he was in it. And that's the best fight, I think, hands down.
I agree.
And even though the soccer ball is like CG or something, it's no different than like Ebra and Godzilla hitting the rock back and forth. Like it still felt like that kind of cheesy effect. Like back in what was that, Godzilla versus the Sea Monster, where they're just doing volleyball with the rock.
Right.
It felt like that. But to use for Angulus to like roll up into a ball and then be kicked around, and then King Caesar does that, runs up the side of the cliff and jumps off and lunges at Godzilla. But like Godzilla just catches him.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Very off the ropes and then catch. Yeah, and they really like emphasize the King Caesar's ears gag was just that much more. His ears are giant, like mouse ears.
Yeah, Godzilla, I don't think, killed him. He just left them in a pile, which I liked. I like that they're just
like,
kind of...
Like
a cartoon. Like they should have little like stars going over their head.
Right, it's just a pile of them with like a note that says like, to the police.
Right. CG tunnel battle, that was dumb when the dude flew into the spaceship. what did you think of that spaceship design?
The Tron thing, the circle, the main room,
the circle. It was like a sphere with like the
weird columns,
three points thing?
Oh yeah. You mean the shape of the spaceship itself?
Yeah
it was dumb. It's a little Epcot center-y. And it also was weird. It was like, it seems like the legs flew in.
Yeah. Like
and attached to the bottom.
Yeah. It was all weird. Mothra was cool.
The fight.
Head or never.
Don Fry's fight. And then
he gets the sword.
The whole thing. Then suddenly he gets the sword, and now all he wants is the sword. He's holding the sword in every scene after that.
Yeah.
He's holding it up. He's holding it out. He's using the sword all the time.
Sticking it in the wall.
There's also the, what about the misogynist Don Fry stuff? Like, first when he shows up, the first time when they enlist him to be part of this group, and he shows up, and there's the scientist lady. And the other woman, and he's like, "Nice job," and he goes, "No, that's not what you're here for. That's not what this is about." And then later, she's like, "There's like one of the exilians is like, you'd hit a woman, And he goes from holding a fist out to opening his hand and says, yeah, and then he smacks her.
Yeah. But she was really a robot aunt. So, yeah. I mean,
I like weird that he did I like when they threw the body that they reacted. The crowd reacted. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was cool.
There's a lot of crowd stuff in this.
Crowd stuff was good.
Yeah.
The running away crowd stuff was good.
Yeah. Monster X.
I meant okay, good. Monster X.
Monster X. What'd you think of Monster X at first? Okay, I have two questions. What'd you think of the Monster X design, and when did you figure out it was King Ghidorah?
I did not figure out it was King Ghidorah until it became King Ghidorah.
Right. Okay, so I think I knew it was King Ghidorah because I had seen it before.
Okay.
Because I remember before this movie came out, there was on some sort of nerd news website, they posted the design of Monster X. And they're like, this is the brand new big bad of Godzilla Final Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? Because I didn't like when Destoroyah was introduced and came in and like kills Godzilla in Godzilla versus Destoroyah. And so I'm like, this sucks. I'm like, you're going to have 15 monsters in it. And you're going to have us deal with a new monster. Like, why is it not a better monster?
Yeah.
And then, like, also, like, they had the list of monsters before the movie came out. I'm like, why is King Ghidorah not in this? It doesn't make any sense.
You know, I forget. I didn't notice King Ghidorah wasn't in this until King Ghidorah showed up. And I was like, oh, shit, of course.
It's awesome, too.
How could I have not realized that?
That might be my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. The Monster X, the issue with Monster X is this. As Monster X on its own,
right,
is he looks like a human wearing bone armor.
Right.
It's like, because there's like regular parts of limbs, and then they're covered in parts. Like, he's got like a helmet and like a shoulder pads thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't look like a real monster. He looks like a humanoid thing.
Right.
Like, he's not like the other ones are some type of animal.
Right.
And he is
got
not
it.
That.
Got it.
And that's my issue.
Like, you had that issue with Orga, I think, in Godzilla 2000. Like, he wasn't a giant version of something. And I feel like...
They don't have to. I don't think it has to be a natural thing like Gigan.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah.
Just Gigan. But Gigan, especially like early fat Gigan.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't feel like he's a. Like, I mean, he doesn't feel like he's a person. I mean, beyond he's a person in a suit. So that's my thing with that. That there's elements right. where I'm going, oh, he's got my gloves and my black tights on. And then the armor bits that I put on around it.
Right.
It kind of made him more of like, and I'm not an expert at this, but like a Power Rangers character.
Right. No, he looks like, if you look up Lord Zedd from the Power Rangers, he looks like that. Lord Zedd has like a muscle suit. Yeah. With like metal bones on the outside. When I saw him and I saw the shoulders with the red eyes on it,
yeah.
I was like, oh wait, I think this turns into King Ghidorah.
How?
And then I saw the two tails.
You mean on this viewing?
On this viewing, I was like, I think I remembered that this turned into King Ghidorah. And then I got very excited. And I'm like, this thing better turn into King Ghidorah.
It did. I got really excited because I was like, of course, it has to end with his nemesis.
It's so well done, too.
It has to happen.
I think the CG.
The transformation was interesting. It was like half heads that turned into whole heads.
Yeah, I think it was done well, and there was some CG in it, but I think it looked pretty deep, way better than like the CG transformations in our last episode, Ultraman. But just seeing like the leg pop out and the gold coming out from underneath it,
yeah,
it's like, oh, because it's a new monster, and you're like, oh, it's doing something.
Right.
We'll see what it's doing. And I think it grows the wings first, and you're like, oh, so it's going to be able to fly. But then you're like, oh, wait, those wings are gold. And the design of King Ghidorah
is... And then,
is...
the heads become, like, King Ghidorah heads. And I go, oh. And it, I mean, I like... It would have been great if there's a way that they made it, like... when Mechagodzilla was wearing the Godzilla costume.
Oh, and it peeled away.
Something like that. That it was like, it was King Ghidorah in disguise.
Yeah.
And then he busts out with his big heads. This design of King Ghidorah was also very much like the Death Ghidorah.
Yeah, I loved
it. The Mothra movies. Because they did the four-legged one so he could rear up. It was different.
Yeah. I like that
they also gave him hands. Like he had like claws at like the midpoint of his wings.
Mm-hmm. Which is what they did in the King of the Monsters. The Mike Doherty one. This is my favorite King Ghidorah design. I thought this design was rad.
The one that's mechanical?
Yeah, yeah. I liked the front of the neck. Was nice and smooth, but the back looked like segmented armor. I like that it wasn't just completely gold, that it had like...
I like the purple bits. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it was a two-toned, like it didn't get polished. Like it needed,
I don't like the four-legged King Ghidorah.
Yeah.
Because the back legs are only support. There's not a lot of... You don't get a lot of action for the back legs other than to support.
Aren't they always, though?
The performance. What?
Aren't they only always just for walking and stuff? Even the two-legged one?
Yeah, but he. No. The back legs. Having the King Ghidorah with four legs is so they do the thing where he rears up.
Right.
He rears up like a horse in his attacks. And I go, Like, what I like. See. The things that you criticize King Ghidorah for and the parts of King Ghidorah that in some ways are stupid are what you love him for. The same way that the things that are stupid about Mothra are the things you kind of love Mothra for.
Yeah.
And the fact that King Ghidorah has no hands and he tries to sometimes use his outer heads as
That's my hands. Favorite. Yeah, I like that.
And that he's that, and he's so the fact that he's this armless, three-headed monster is just that is his appeal, and this is a much more stable like the instability like when they have to make him like when he's flying and it's like especially the early stuff that's just like. It's just like him on a wire, and it's just they're just swinging him back and forth and stuff. You know,
like Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I keep imagining. it's different. It's just that's the one you like, and so the other one that's like a stereotypical cow costume where someone's got to be the butt end and someone's got to be the front end. I'm not as crazy about it.
Yeah, I still thought he was cool though. I was happy to see him.
There was a lot that was cool. I'm glad that Monster X turned into him.
Right.
And I loved, taking the middle head out was cool because I was like going, oh, maybe they'll do a mecha head. But the whole move that he blasts the head and then he takes the other head and
aims it at the other. Yeah.
Aims it at the other neck was awesome.
Right. And then he picked him up by that head and flipped him around.
Yeah, he did a few flips on him. Also though, before that, when
Mothra?
they're holding him up, they bite him and they're
Oh yeah.
He's so much I liked how he's so much bigger than Godzilla.
Right.
In this one. And that they're holding him with their teeth and just his feet are off the ground. They're lifting him up as they're trying to drain him of his energy. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, we forgot to mention the second headless Gigan with a flaming Mothra crash landing into him. The Ghidorah fight was really good. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
it's interesting that like Mothra, King Ghidorah, and Godzilla in the final four is classic. And but then to put Gigan in there, obviously the director has a soft spot for Gigan. He's like, Gigan was like the main villain until Ghidorah showed up.
And yeah, also the Gigan that was encrusted in like whatever.
That was cool.
When they found him at first, and like that's the one where like the twins say his name is Gigan, blah blah blah. Yeah, well, Gigan's one of my all-time favorites as far as like the monsters in the Godzilla universe. Mm-hmm. So I was glad that he was the guy as well.
Right. Yeah. It's not in my top five.
Oh, are you done already?
I have one more note.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't really talk about Minya.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I was doing. Okay. So Mila then shows then after all that they pull up, they show up in their Honda and he gets out. Oh, he grew too, right?
Yeah.
He had that moment where he grew bigger. They're like, whoa.
Yeah, they did the crane shot.
He comes out and after Godzilla finally wins, he turns to the humans and they all like are pointing their guns at him and stuff. And then the two children call the truce because the kid goes and he stands in front. He puts his body in the way in front of like the people who are going to shoot Godzilla, and Mila puts his body in front of Godzilla. The humans,
yeah,
as well. And like the kids are the ones that called the truce, because this is the part it was introduced at the beginning and I forgot, and then I was like, oh yeah, because Godzilla is basically mad at humans for all the
stuff,
nuclear stuff, yeah. You know, that he's basically taking it out on them, and so then the fact that it's like it's their kids that decide to do that, and then they leave and wander into the ocean with the sunset.
The ocean is so yellow.
So yellow.
It's, I'm assuming, full of Godzilla pee-pee. It's so yellow. It's
that mustard water stuff.
It's amazing that this movie... I don't know. It's like when they did Godzilla versus Destoroyah, and that was supposed to be the end of Godzilla forever. It was a nice way to go out. This one was just so loud and obnoxious.
You know, it was like, speaking of, this reminded me of the times when every now and then we watch movies and monkey will bark at something on the screen. Usually it's like, there's some sirens or something she's hearing. But they'll be like, if any dog shows up in a commercial or any horse or any bear, even like Paddington Bear, she'll bark at them. And this one, during like the human battle of like the armies and the explosion and stuff, were just so noisy, and she just started growling and barking at the people.
I'm done with these people.
She's like, enough already.
It was so loud. It was so loud.
Oh, I tell you, the composer.
Okay.
For this movie, do you know?
No.
It's Emerson. What's his name? Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I think that's what it said.
Well, there was that one American, or that heavy metal song during the Zilla fight.
Well, there's like two. Yeah, there's two. There's like two like needle drop songs that they play.
Yeah.
Keith Emerson, keyboard legend of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
What a weird thing.
Yeah, he composed it.
Yeah.
He also composed MacGruber's. Oh, maybe he's just on the soundtrack. Maybe they just use the LP on the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. And he gets his IMDb credit for that.
No, but yeah, he was the composer.
Huh. Well, I did like the one track.
They kind of tried to do like that thing where they play the old theme and try to modernize it. And
right.
That was kind of...
Yeah. And the guys working at the outpost keeping a watch on Frozen Godzilla. We're listening to it was music from, I want to say, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. I'll probably play it at the end of this episode. But is that marching band style sound, that music? I was cool with that.
Oh, Camacris, we didn't talk about. There's everyone's in it. So right. Many people.
Yeah. So all our favorites, except Jet Jaguar. It wasn't good.
But the monsters were cool.
Yeah, I think I enjoyed it better this time.
Oh, how about the whole? Okay, well, same thing. The reason, this is how it wasn't good. The fact that we're like talking about, we didn't even care to mention any of like the whole thing, like, you're a Kaiser. That's your mutant. You're a special mutant.
Yeah.
And all that kind of business.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious. I wonder if it was interesting. The lead emo exilian.
Mm-hmm.
He it was cool. It was a good choice. It was fine. And
very snidely whiplash.
Imagine, he definitely had like a whole bunch of, he had like moments of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be like, ow, like he'd hurt himself and things like that. And so that was okay. But there's a lot of like kind of like that type of Hong Kong martial arts movie kind of fighting. Lots of like
the wire work
where they're flying or running along the walls and stuff like that. And just kind of,
that's not what we're here for.
No.
We did it though. We made it through. it for me, I think my sort of bad mouthing it helped my viewing this time around. I don't think it was as bad as I thought it was, but this is your first viewing, so you had no idea what to expect. I was kind of bracing for stuff I already knew. So I think I kind of
like the line about the cranky old fart.
Yeah.
And
it was a lady.
Oh my! For the guy versus the cuts to like the guy who's like, he kind of like makes like a face like, you said fart, or you have no idea, and it's like it's so expected. So it's like there's a lot that just felt like telegraphed, and then it cut to like sex music. It was like this kind of like porno style music.
Yeah, the music was not great. Let's talk about next week's episode.
Okay, next week. No movie to discuss other than all of them. It's a recap.
Yeah, it's our recap episode. I know we're definitely going to talk. We have our final top five.
Yes.
And then we're each going to give our 6 through 10s.
What we would want to be as our 6 through 10.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a list of at least top five monster designs.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you come up with any fun top fives or just things to talk about. Just like kind of the stuff that we remember. I mean, there's a lot of movies we've covered.
Yeah. This is our 102nd episode. No, 103rd episode. Not to mention, like, I think we have like 5 bonus episodes. So there's a lot.
And our plan is, if those who want to keep the feed open for when we finally do get around to Godzilla versus King Kong,
right? Or if something else pops up.
Yeah, and we've still been meaning to like go to some of like the old series that we still want to watch. Mm-hmm. And we once even toyed with the fact that maybe we should watch Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, and just like there's a bunch of things that could technically fall under this that we may want to revisit and record. So yeah, obviously we'll announce if we do put out a new thing. But this is kind of like the
last regular movie kind one.
And then we go. It's going to talk about just where we've come from, and
I think our first episode was we didn't talk about a movie; it was just us chatting, and then our second episode was Shin Godzilla. So There's been a lot of stuff in the last 4 years I think we want to just discuss. And then, I think down the road, I'm still Googling kaiju stuff
yeah,
and coming across weird pictures. So we might want to look into some of these things.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. It'll just probably be at a different schedule. It just won't come out as as often. And it's just like
it'll be a surprise
until, because like that Godzilla vs. King Kong is really the last part to get the closure. You know, we've been anticipating that for so long.
No, it was supposed to be like episode 98 or something. It was, but it kept,
and now with everything that's, who knows when. You know, yeah.
Come on, HBO Max, let's do this.
Yeah, that'd be rad.
Yeah. Cool. I guess there's nothing to watch over at Kaiju Pod, but you can still find our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube there. And until next time,
you can try and rewatch our old top fives.
Yeah. Oh man. Until next time.
Until next time.
Jeez Louise. I don't think there's anything relatable in this movie that I want to be a part of. You know what I'm going to do?
No, I have no idea.
I'm going to go run into the city and, I'm going to go take this Mothra wing piece. This piece of this Mothra wing, and I'm going to hang it up on my wall. Because that was cool. I like that.
I'm going to do that. Do the that Hot Takes radio show. What was that scene?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You can go grab that Gigan head that's just sitting there. There's two of them out there. Put on the hood of your car.
Oh, there's a lot of heads.
You can go check on the pile. You can go check on the Angulus King Caesar pile.
Yeah. Hey, go Angulus bowling.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. All right.
All right.